And live on air, we should now have Matthew Roberts. Hi, Matt.
Hello, Sue. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you? Are you all right?
I'm not so bad, not so bad. How's Chris? Is he okay?
Yes, he's fine, he's fine.
Excellent. He's still pushing the buttons and...
He is my my sidekick, as you know.
Producer Chris.
Absolutely, totally invaluable.
Excellent. How's that wonderful Cub Hut/community radio station doing?
We are ticking along still.
Excellent.
Still ticking along, yes. Well, you know all about us, don't you?
I do. I always in my thoughts and on the car radio.
I should just say that you are the connectivity team leader at Halton and St Helens VCA, based at Sefton House.
I am, that's correct.
Yeah, I've got the title right.
Thank you. Please don't ask me what the title means. I'm not entirely sure, but...
It sounds very special, anyway.
Well, it's a terrific organisation to work for. We provide support for voluntary organisations in Runcorn, Widnes and St Helens of all different shapes and sizes. And I suppose connectivity team leader simply means that sometimes it's me that has to bring things together. And when people want to work, whether it's through specialist forums or campaign together to get changes made, whether it's with the council or the PCT, then I'm usually the chap that helps make that happen.
You're here, there and everywhere, you see, because I know sometimes we tend to bump into each other at different places like stadium,
yes,
at carers events and workshops and what have you. And recently at Sefton House at a meeting, we have phases where we see each other kind of two or three times quite quickly, and then there's massive big gaps, and it's a bit of a catch-up situation.
Well, the Halton Link is a wonderful example of one of our projects that I know you've been involved in, and that's the whole idea about bringing people together. So anyone who's a stakeholder in Halton who has an interest in the provision of healthcare services, then, you know, when you speak with one voice, when 500 people want to campaign for a difference, that's, you know, obviously a lot more powerful than one person. And the Link's a great idea of, you know, when you bring people together, you can together you're stronger and you can make a difference.
And a cracking group of people they are as well.
World class. And yeah. and some very good people, I think, as well, employed here at Alton St Helens VCA. Irene, Handsome Dave and Lynn. Legends, one and all, I would say.
Handsome Dave will love that. Basically, the reason I've got you on today is about,
yes,
St Marie's Church redevelopment, which,
yes,
sounds very intriguing.
Yes, well, it's a wonderful, wonderful building here in Widnes. St Mary's Church is on Lugsdale Road, and if you know where the huge, ginormous new Tesco's is, then St Mary's is literally a stone throw from the car park. It's right next to it, and very close to the Queen's Hall is, or Victoria Square. And it's a beautiful church. It was designed by the son of Augustus Pugin, E.W. Pugin. So it's an absolutely glorious building, and it was actually shut in 2007. The decision was made by the Catholic Church to shut the doors for the final time, and it looked like the building was going to get knocked down. And a team of parishioners and local history enthusiasts campaigned tirelessly to get the building listed, so they saved the building, and Halton and St Helens VCA were involved, along with Halton Borough Council, in supporting them to make that happen. And as a result, this fantastic building has been left to rot, for want of a better word, Sue. So the people that own it have been looking for a worthwhile organisation, a worthy organisation, to come in and breathe some new life into the building. And I'm hoping that Halton and St Helens VCA are going to be the organisation that can reopen the church, not as a church, but as a resource and a hub for the wider community.
Now, this idea of possibly a bit of a sort of heritage centre of some sort.
Yeah.
Is that the way?
Absolutely, yeah. If the refurbishment goes ahead, then the front third of the church is going to remain as it is. So, well, not as it is, actually, because everything's going to be redeveloped and touched up so that it looks like it did when the church was in its heyday. So you'll still have the altar and the stations of the cross and the front five or six rows of pews. So if all parishioners want to go in and have a moment's quiet and, you know, remember it as a church, they'll be able to do that. We're also going to have heritage displays, as you said, that pay tribute to the role that St Mary's played in the community. So maybe there'll be displays on Easter at St Mary's, or my first communion at St Mary's, and people who got married there, or, you know, had all their important events there, they'll be able to pay tribute to those, as well as displays about Pugin, who we mentioned before. You know, his dad built the Houses of Parliament in London, so there's going to be a lot of work about the Pugin family and their contribution to Britain. And we're hoping to get heritage experts in, so if you're interested in tracing your family tree, so you and Chris could come along and listen to a talk about how you go about doing that, and then, you know, we'll make sure that you've got the right resources in order to do that. So there's some brilliant heritage sites in Halton already, places like Norton Priory Museum and Gardens and The Catalyst, but we think that there's an important story to be told about St Mary's and the role that the church played in the local community, and hopefully we're going to be able to do that moving forwards.
Historically, this town of Halton that we live in is just an amazing place, historically anyway,
yeah,
with interesting people and events, and obviously you've mentioned Norton Priory,
yeah,
and the libraries are wonderful places at the moment.
They
not
are.
Like libraries from years ago, which were just involved with books. They're involved,
yeah,
with courses and history and all sorts of things, but to have a building that would almost be like a maybe a mini museum in some way. You see, Warrington have
would,
a museum,
yeah,
don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a really inspiring building. And I have a passion for old buildings anyway.
Me too.
I'm not an overly religious person, but I mean, I love going to Chester Cathedral or, you know, York Minster, where I used to live, because the architecture is just staggering. And I think that, you know, keeping these buildings open so that people can go in and just enjoy the architecture and the roof and the altar and the old organ and stuff. So I do think that's pretty awesome. And of course, our organisation is going to be based there, so we're going to be doing hopefully great work that's of benefit to the voluntary sector as well.
Mm.
I think it's a win-win. It's an old building that's currently disused. It's been vandalised. We're going to restore it to its former glory, and we're going to be supporting the voluntary sector while we're there. So I think it's a win-win. And if people who are listening to your show today have got anything to say on it, good or bad, because I'm really keen to hear from everyone, then we have got a website set up. So if you don't mind if I do a quick plug
for
that.
Please do.
It's quite easy to remember. It's stmaryschurch.com. So stmaryschurch.com. And if you go on there, there's a page called Have Your Say. It's really easy to find off the homepage. Have Your Say. You click on that, and then there's surveys to fill in and ample opportunity for people to write their comments and
give ideas out as well. People,
yeah,
have ideas, and they probably sit at home and think, I know what would be a good place to have certain things, and then they might listen in today and think,
yeah,
and why not there?
And we've had some terrific ideas, because it's a large building and there's going to be a large kind of multi-purpose.
When you say
space.
Large, are you talking there's different large different rooms that
Well, no, it's there might be small rooms, but in the main bulk of the church. So if Chris and I wanted to play cricket in there would be ample room for him to field on the boundary, you know, and not that we'll do that on a Friday afternoon, but if we wanted to, you know, if a choir wanted to do a performance there, or, you know, if there was an organisation like Centre 8 Theatre Group who wanted to do a performance there, there'd be ample room for that. Or if the Link wanted to do a fact or fiction event, or if, you know, a youth centre wanted to run an evening, whatever it is, we want the community to be in there enjoying the building and accessing it, and hopefully they'll agree that it's a potentially a terrific asset for everyone.
Talk about York Minster, I actually climbed to the very top,
yeah,
and have photographs to prove it. Poor Chris couldn't, obviously, but I did. And it was harder than I thought it was going to be. And it was a particularly wet day as well.
Oh, was it? Well, there you go.
But I made it and took the photographs, as I say, to
Excellent.
Prove it. Yeah, these lovely old churches. I mean, I'm quite sentimental about St Mary's Church up at Halton.
Right.
Because that's a beautiful old church.
Yes.
It almost breathes the history in it, doesn't it? It's very, very, very moving.
Definitely.
But how are your two boys anyway? Are you training Freddie to be a cricketer yet?
A little bit. So I've got one of each.
I know, you're very lucky.
So boy and a girl. So Jessie's one on Sunday. So that's flown by the first year. She's not playing cricket yet, but
she might be the one that's the most talented, might she? Well, who knows?
We can but hope. But yes, Fred's fine, and needs to work on his cover drive a little bit. But.